Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adar. Shu response to Nishmas Aaron Ben Yaakov Sholom and Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Kuf Tesvav. The Gemara in the end of Amud Bei says, "Omar Shmuel Lechem Oini." What is Lechem Oini? Lechem Sheoini Olo Dvorim. We speak on the bread. We say that Godesh of Pesach on the matzah. And then the Gemara goes on and brings the brayse says that way. And then the Gemara says, "Dove Acher Lechem Oini Oniksiv." It's Oni Loshen poor man. And the Gemara says two things that Oni has. Either that Oni eats a prusa, has a piece of bread, and not a full bread, and that's what we do with the matzah. Or that Oni, the one who prepares the dough, and his wife is the one who bakes. So to show that they do it quickly. Like a man doing the dough, and the woman baking, so they do it in a rush. That's how an Oni bakes his bread. And that's the similarity of the matzah to the Oni. Now we spoke about this a little bit earlier in Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. When the Gemara there said the lechem oini and lechem oni, and I suggest anyone listening to this to go there to Daf Lamed Vav and listen to the vort over there. The idea was that when Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they didn't deserve to go out, so they were an oni, they were poor, but that's how they got the nisim, because they recognized the Akadosh Baruch Hu coming, giving them a nes way beyond their level. So as oini malad v'ayim arbe, you praise Hashem for that great thing He gave us that we don't deserve. But from our perspective, we are oni, we are poor, we don't really deserve that much. The Bnei Yisachar over here has a whole shtick on this Gemara. And he explains this Gemara in four different ways. Al-Derech HaPshat, Al-Derech HaRemez, Al-Derech HaDrash, Al-Derech HaSoit. Al-Derech HaDrash, the Bnei Yisachar explains that what the Gemara says over here is that the Lechem Oini is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us more than we deserve, as we explained over there, and that's what Oini Malah Dvarim Harbi. The lechem oni is that we are poor and really didn't deserve it. So the Medrash says, so what HaKadosh Baruch Hu do in order to give us something? It says, B'chus peis tvarim nig'olo v'senim Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael redeemed from Mitzrayim because of two things. One was Dam Pesach and the other was Dam Milo. It gave us a little bit of mitzvahs to catch on to something, to have something. And that's what the Gemara tells us over here, the Madarka shel oni beprusa. An oni takes a piece of bread. He appreciates whatever he has. He can't get a full loaf of bread. So he takes a piece of it. Whatever he can catch on to, that's what he eats. Am Yisrael were an oni, so they catch on to whatever they can have. They took the prusa, the small piece of mitzvah that they have, to grab onto that and to be zeichet the geula. And the Bnei Yisachar says, gevaldik, that the prusa, the numeric value of prusa, is d'mei ha-pesach, d'mei ha-milo. Meaning the blood of Pesach, blood of Milo, that's the gematria prusa, that's what Am Yisrael caught on to get out of Mitzrayim. And the next part of the Gemara that says that an oni, he prepares the dough and the wife bakes it. So here the Bnei Yisachar goes to explain something a little more Kabbalistic, but we'll use what the Imre Emes says. The Imre Emes says that the neshama is equivalent to a wife. You have the guf, which is the chomer, and you have the neshama who completes the guf and makes it shalom. So here we try to grab on to whatever we have, but we did our effort and the neshama completed it. The neshama, which is chelek elokam imal, basically Hashem who said, you'll do whatever you can do, I will finish it up. I'll let your neshama complete it. That's what it means. The oni prepares the dough, his wife is the one doing the baking. We didn't have enough mitzvahs on our own, but we did something, and that was enough to bring us to the geula shleima. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.